we'd shove loaded grain barges up through the wagon bridge and bring them over to the elevator against the seawall. Well, now that's all filled up. But of course, the elevator isn't there anymore. Well, it's all land there now when the water gets low. And this main elevator down here, Main Street, my uncle and grandpa's boatyard is right there, and they have waves down there that they'd pull the barges out on. They called them waves. They were boards that went down into the river, and they were 12 by 12, about three of them, and they were spaced far enough apart that the barge could be pulled up sideways on. And they take axle grease and grease them all up, and then turn a U-shaped butter board on top of them, sort of slide back and forth, and they slide those butter boards right down next to the edge of the water, and they pull the boat up onto those butter boards, and then they'd have block and tackle, and they'd pull those barges out of the water with them. They had a capstan. They had the block and tackle going through, and they'd have a horse on the end of a sweep, and that horse would walk around that capstan, and it'd tighten up the ropes and pull the barges right up on the bank. And as they got them up there, well, the barges would be on the slant like that. Of course, they'd have to jack them up to where they was on the level. They'd have a big screw jack, and they'd take a buggy axle. Back in the 30s, you could find a buggy axle. You'd have a hard time finding a buggy axle now. And they'd take the end of that buggy axle and shove them in that jack, and you'd pull on it, and everybody'd pull at the same time so that the barge would go. It'd be easier to get the barge up out of the water, off the bank. That was, well, I guess that boatyard was down there up into the 50s.
What'd they pull the barges up for, repair?
Repair them. They were all wooden barges then.